I learned to listen for opportunity calls me. As Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I learned to listen for opportunity calls me. How often do we talk and not listen to others around us? How often do we talk and not pay any attention to what other people are saying? How often do we just prattle along and not realize what's going on in the world around us? People are sharing with us and discussing with us and giving us beautiful thoughts and beautiful ideas, and our mind is just off on some tangent somewhere, and we don't know what we were thinking. What were you just thinking? I don't know. Why weren't you paying attention to what the group was saying? I don't know. And so that's the way it goes. Well, golly Moses, that's what we do with the divine in us. We just don't pay any attention. How often do you pay attention to the divine in you, to what's going on in you? How often do you stop and think, hey, that's something inside of me urging me to pay attention here. I should pay attention. Something inside of me is saying, hey, listen, listen, open your ears, open your ears, open your mind, open your eyes. I've got an idea for you that'll be a real wonderful idea. And we say, another pipe dream, another thing I don't pay any attention to. And so you go merrily on your way, not paying any attention. You don't pay any attention in the human world, and you don't pay any attention in the spiritual world, and you don't pay any attention in the mental world. And so you live in a not paying any attention life, which is a very unsatisfying life. An unsatisfying life in which you have no idea what's going on from moment to moment. You have no idea what's going on in the world, what excitements are happening. You just don't know, and you really don't care. And what a sad, sad state of affairs that is. But that's the way life is. That's the way life is. We are who we are. If we are alert, alive, aware, enthusiastic about life, if we are open and conscious, if, as Fillmore said, if we had a zest for living. I always loved it when I heard him in his 90s saying, we should have a zest for living. And I thought, you bet. That's the only way to go. The only way to go. Have a zest for living. A desire to be awake, alive, alert, aware, interested in what's going on in this world, interested in what's going on in our consciousness, interested in what's going on inside of us. You see, if we're not interested in what's going on outside of us, not that we have to do something about it, but just be aware, then we are not going to be aware of what's going on inside of us. Well, Herb, you have told us so often that we should not pay attention to the clamor of the world, that we should not pay attention to all of the things that the world demands of us, and that the thing that the world expects us to do, and the things other people want us to do. And you told us, don't pay attention to those things. Pay attention to what your divine inner wants you to do. And that's right. That's right. However, if you create yourself confusion, you will see confusion in the world around you. And you must be aware that that confusion is in the world around you, and you created it, and stop it. Stop putting negative concepts into motion about the world around you that is confusing and that is not at all fulfilling to you. For when you put thoughts in your mind about the world around you that are not desirable, when you put thoughts in your mind, for instance, of war or panic or terror or anything, illness, or poverty, you know, you name it, there's lots of stuff we like to call bad out there. And let's start calling it good. Let's start saying, I see the world abundant. I see everyone in the world abundant, just like me. I see everyone in the world healthy, just like me. I see everyone in the world fantastic, just like me. I learn to listen for opportunity calls me. An opportunity calls me every moment of my life to take charge of my thoughts, to take charge of my world, take charge of my attitudes, take charge of who I am. It's extremely important to do that. And the sooner I do it, the more exciting my life is, the more joy I have in life, the more wonder I have in life, the more actual experiences that I just want to redo again and again and again, but I don't have time to redo them again and again and again. I'm having too many more wonderful, fantastic experiences. Live in each moment. Live in each moment 100%. Live in each moment excited and delighted with everything that happens to you. And when you live in each moment with the desire and the delight of everything that happens in you, wow, what a wonderful time for you. What a wonderful time for you to live in that exciting moment right now. And then move on. New moments come. And just leave the old moments that were so exciting in the past and go on. Go on to the new moments. Go on to the new excitement. Go on to the new glory. Go on to the new you. Wow, how wonderful, how wonderful, how wonderful. I learn to listen, for opportunity calls me. Opportunity is always calling us. Opportunity is always whispering in our ear and shouting in our ear and singing in our ear and calling in our ear and saying, hey, I'm here. I'm filled with ideas of love and joy and peace just for you. You ready to hear them? Are you ready? I'm ready to give it to you. I'm ready to tell you how wonderful you are and what a wonderful world you live in. I'm ready. Are you ready? Come on now. Wake up. Accept. Enjoy. Now is the time. And now is the place. And now is the person, you, the only person that matters. Enjoy yourself. Life is filled with opportunity. And take that opportunity and run with it and enjoy it and have the time of your life. Because now is the only time there is, or ever will be, or ever was. Hard to make those statements when now is the only time there is. We think of no past, no future. We only think in the present. Enjoy the present. Live in the present. Delight in the present. And so it is. Have a wonderful day. I love you. I love you. I love you.